Michael Avery with Classic Business.
Well, it's time for the view from the market, and I've got in studio here with me Nick Kuntz. He's a portfolio manager at Sanlam Private Wealth. Wayne McCurry is on the line. He's a portfolio manager, FNB Wealth and Investments. Good evening to both of you, and thank you for joining us this evening. Nick, you're sitting opposite me here. Your take on the market today?
Okay, good evening. Yeah, it was a bit of a strange day, and I think the true sort of tale of the market was actually a tale of two markets. We're unchanged on the top 40 and unchanged in the all share, but if you delve down into it a little bit, it was two very big extremes. Gold shares, miners certainly dragging us higher, and on the flip side, SA, what felt like quite aggressive selling in that sector, and after a couple of good days. So, yes, the end result pretty much unchanged. But if you actually delve down, it was two very different stories.
Mm. Wayne, let's bring you in here. I mean, lots of volatility in the markets at the moment. We saw a fairly large sell down in the market in May, and we've seen some of those losses being recouped.
Yes, we have been, and that's, I suppose, two reasons. One big reason is that it's quite clear that the US Federal Reserve is going to cut interest rates, and coupled with that, it seems also quite clear here that our local interest rates are going to be cut, and certainly that helped a little bit with the recovery that we've seen. Certainly that was spurred on by the Federal Exchange discussions and their comments over the last week or so, and the terribly poor GDP number here also fueling the rate cut scenario in South Africa. So you've seen a lot of our, I mean, even though the SA Inc. shares were down quite a bit today, they have recovered off their lows. I mean, some of the banking shares were really beaten down a few weeks ago, and last week when the whole Reserve Bank saga played itself out. So some recovery in those shares, but I suppose we've all got to sit back and see what exactly President Trump is going to do with trade wars, because that's the really big outstanding, I suppose, potential negative for the world economy and world markets. I went to a presentation saying that if you get full-scale trade wars, it'll take about 2% off Chinese growth and slightly less than that off American growth. So it is still a concern.
Nick, I mean, the one issue, as Wayne has now pointed out, is obviously the whole issue around trade wars and how that plays itself out over time. But immediately, the Federal Reserve has said, look, we'll cut interest rates. And as Wayne has just pointed out, I mean, there's a real chance that they could potentially cut rates here in South Africa as well. Is that enough to send markets and continue to send markets higher?
Well, from a US point of view, I guess that's what they're betting on. I mean, we've got a real scenario of sort of the tail wagging the dog here. You've got two different stories. You've got the federal funds implied rate, where the traders are implying what they see happening, and some are factoring in a 2-3 rate cuts in the next, certainly by the end of the year. And you've got the Federal Reserve and Mr. Powell and the Open Market Committee on a slightly different page. I mean, their dot plots are signifying a pause, as we reflected last time, and patience, I think, was the word still used. So there's two different scenarios there too. But and I think we need to break it down between what's happening locally and what's happening abroad. So abroad, yes, we're 2-odd% from the all-time highs. It looks like we're probably going to try to take it out at some point. You've got rates sitting down at 2.1% on the US 10-year, and in all intents and purposes, an inverted yield curve. So rates sort of implying heading lower. Onshore, to answer your question, would a rate cut, which we'll probably have to take a lead from the developed markets first before we try to chase it, would a rate cut in South Africa help? I certainly think we need to, but I think we're a little bit beyond that. I think South Africa's got some more deeper running problems than just a 50 basis point rate cut to help us out.
Wayne, the debut today of Tsoga Sun Hotels, obviously coming out of Tsoga Holdings and listing as a separate entity. Your take on that? I mean, that's why. Just take us through the rationale of why they're splitting these two businesses.
Well, look, they give a very, very detailed rationale as to why they're doing it, but essentially they're trying to unlock some value for shareholders. They're saying that if we split the company into the gaming and the other businesses and the pure, let's call it the tourist business, the hotel business, there'll be more value for shareholders. The sum of the total will be more than you know, the separate parts will be more than the sum. Now, unfortunately, I didn't see how hotels traded today. I tried to find the share code, but I couldn't. So I don't know how that worked, whether that compensated for the 16 or 15-odd percent fall in the main company that it was unbundled from. But that's why they're doing it, is they're saying it's two separate businesses. And as I said, they give a whole long rationale, but at the end of the day, they're trying to unlock some value for shareholders.
Nick, one of the stocks that ended in negative space today was British American Tobacco, right? I mean, that's off to their operational update this morning.
Yeah, look, that's another one that's had sort of trials and tribulations this year. And but it must be put in context too, Kirby. I mean, that's it's bounced back 18-19% pretty quickly over the last few months. So to keep that into context, but I certainly think this tobacco industry and British American Tobacco, a lot of people are playing on the yield, they're playing on the cash flow, they're playing on alternative vaping and that coming into the marketplace. But the share down 5% with a weaker rand and down 4% odd in London is telling a slightly different story. There's a couple of very negative notes out by some US houses this week as well, also highlighting the fact that British American Tobacco is looking a little bit full at these current levels. And I don't think this trading update helped much either. But as I said, putting in contact to shareholders who might have picked it up a few months ago, you know, they've had a decent return so far.
Wayne, talking about the currency, I mean, today, rand dollar trading, let me just have a look quickly, 14.8326 at the moment. It was slightly stronger yesterday, but certainly not as weak as what we had last week. Your expectations for the currency going forward?
Well, look, I mean, putting trade wars and all of that aside, because if that happens, it'll be disastrous for emerging market currencies. Actually, the rand traded almost at 65 today and then went back to the 80, 82, 83 level. Look, until foreign investors are convinced that the new administration is going down the right path. Now, obviously, the new cabinet helps, but I think we've got to maybe see more concrete evidence. Maybe the State of the Nation will do it. We're not going to get a massively stronger rand. Sort of our view is the rand's undervalued at this price, so it has the potential to strengthen, but maybe it doesn't. You know, maybe it's going to wait for true structural reforms, an answer on Eskom, an answer on SAA, the economy actually showing a rebound. You know, maybe some more positive sounds coming out of the rating agencies possibly before the currency should strengthen, because the macro environment, even though it is deteriorating, is still relatively positive for emerging markets. Commodity prices are quite, you know, they're still maintaining a reasonably high level. So, you know, it's not doom and gloom for emerging market currencies. The rand has got very specific issues, and the real true collapse was the bad GDP and all this talk around the Reserve Bank. So hopefully it will look a little bit better. I mean, but the rand is a structurally weak currency. It just looks a little bit oversold where it is now at the moment.
Nick, I mean, the interesting thing is, from a portfolio construction perspective, is you've got South Africa, which is which invariably is a cheap market. It's not expensive to be buying South African equities, but that's been the case for quite a few years now. It hasn't necessarily just been the case right now. You've seen, you know, South African managers making a lot more money internationally through their international allocations than making it here in South Africa. It's pretty brave, though, to repatriate money back from overseas and putting it into South African corporates. Because really speaking, there's a lot of water that still needs to flow underneath the bridge here, right?
Yeah, there is. And unfortunately, you get the impression that South Africa, you know, once again might have missed the boat a little bit. You know, we've had a disastrous administration for the last, what, 8 or 9 years. Our market's done nothing for 4 or 5 years while the rest of the global markets have rallied. And even though we might be slowly getting right, and I do take a little bit of comfort from the manufacturing data, you know, surprising to the upside yesterday, some decent retail sales numbers today, so fingers crossed, maybe there's a few glimmers of hope. We might be coming a little bit late to the party as the rest of the world starts to slow down. And I'm referring to our earlier conversation about the US Fed having to cut rates as the world slows. So I do get the the feeling that our administration and the powers that be have really been a little bit unlucky here, you know, coming quite late to this party. But yes, having to the idea of having to now repatriate earnings back or repatriate rands back, we might be heading into a slower world, which would knock emerging markets. It just seems a very unfortunate and probably a bad decision for now anyway.
Mm. Well, thanks to Wayne McCurry. He's a portfolio manager at FNB Wealth and Investments, and Nick Kuntz in studio, portfolio manager at Sanlam Private Wealth. Thank you. That was View from the Market this evening.